Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hello, Scotchos!
Play it once, then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha na 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 na. Sha na 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 na.
What's the matter, Father? Thinking and singing?
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Horror.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a man who loves not only to cyber on Monday, but Tuesday, Wednesday, as well, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, welcome everybody to this very special edition of I'm With Stupid on a special day, special time, special place.
Yes.
And we want to shout out to the guest who was in the room just until the show started.
Can we bailed like that? On us.
Yeah. We like those pre-show guests. Yeah, they're great. So, how's it going, Matt?
Well, it's Monday, and Jay, as predicted in our pre-show phone chat, the Corkster, the Bagwine Cat, left the room as soon as the intro started.
Bailed out on you.
Uh-huh.
As soon as she heard, it's alive.
Uh-huh.
Because she just can't handle the excitement.
Nope. We tricked her.
Yep. Everybody was sitting around, acting all casual like, and then boom, show started.
Yes. And we can talk about why we're doing a show on Monday here later, as we have some time changes to discuss later in the show.
We do. We have. Things are in upheaval.
Yes, they are. But before we get to the upheaval, we have a lot of fun things to talk about, our Thanksgiving Day weekends and all that. But to get it started, how are you this morning, J-Man?
I'm excellent. It's a nice day here in God's country, and I am back. I am back in the official IWS Luxury Studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas.
Excellent.
Anybody who listened to last Sunday's show know that I was in the Backup Auxiliary Studios in the Great Midwest, the jewel of the Midwest,
yeah.
Omaha, Nebraska, and things were a little different, and it sounded a little different. We were behaving a little different, it's not the same if I'm, north of you.
No, it's not. However, it doesn't matter because we still hit number one.
We did.
So.
Surprisingly enough. We hit number one with half the hits that the number two show had.
We'll figure out that one day. Or not. Jay. I wonder if Jay just hit his mute button. I don't know. So, we're good. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving, what we did on Thanksgiving. And my Thanksgiving was excellent. And we seem to be having some technical difficulties right now. Yes, Jay has dropped off the line. It's official. And, no one can hear me. Thank you. Jamie, can you hear me? Well, this is unfortunate. This is why you don't do a Monday show, I guess. There's Jay.
Yes.
Oh.
Here I am.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
We had a lot of dead air right there.
Yeah, well, that was just wonderful. Great fucking show.
We'll never do a Monday show.
Apparently, I either got knocked off or somebody clicked the old X button. I'm not making accusations.
No, you know it wasn't me. I don't go near the computer because I pay.
Anyway, sorry about that. That's just fucking great stuff, BTR.
Oh.
Thanks a lot. Anyway, where were we?
I was getting ready to talk about what a great Thanksgiving I had.
Oh, we'll go right ahead then.
Okay. You know, our friend, a friend of our show, a hot friend, the lovely Miss Alicious, she dropped off some Thanksgiving goodies for the Schmoopster and I, Jay.
I love me some Missy goodies.
Yeah. There were no glazed muffins, however. There was pie.
That's unfortunate.
There was
pie. Missy pie.
And Schmoop and I took turn eating Missy's pie. I can't tell you how hot it was watching Schmoop sit there eating Missy's pie. It was incredible. Tube and all. It was just, whoo!
Delicious.
Yes.
Well, all right.
So that was, well, that was the highlight. There was a little low light, though. As I was cooking the bird, you know, when I opened it up initially, I found the neck, no problem. It was right there. I stuck my hand in the turkey's butt, and there's the neck, got that out. No giblets, Jay. Couldn't find the giblets.
What'd they do with them?
They must have been frozen inside somewhere, because I found them when the turkey was done.
Aren't they supposed to be in a little bag deep into the inside the turkey?
Well, it didn't melt or anything. There they were, in their bag. It didn't affect anything. It was just a little disconcerting. And it was disconcerting because Joey Goodbar wrote about that in his song that we played last week.
Yes, it was.
Uh-huh. But no smell, nothing. But, you know, all came out well, and it was excellent.
Well, okay then. Maybe that's why it took so long to cook it.
Yeah. Well, no, it was right on time. Let's not get into this again.
Well, I just say it. I'm still alive. You didn't think I would be.
Well, there was a chance of food poisoning.
No, there wasn't. Turkey was cooked to 165 degrees.
As it should be.
Damn right. All right, so you guys had a good big Thanksgiving feast.
Yeah, turkey, stuffing, rolls. Missy's pie and
mashed potatoes.
No, we didn't go the potato route.
No mashed potatoes.
No.
That's just weird.
I know, it's un-American. I was thinking about throwing some tater tots in there at the end, but
that would have been good. That would have been okay.
That would have counted. That would have counted.
Green beans?
No, we had no vegetables. Oh, we had corn, which is, you know, a quasi-vegetable.
That's right. Now, that's a pretty American thing to do.
Yeah.
Have a great big feast and say, screw the vegetables. Who needs that crap?
That's right. And what all did you have there?
Well, we had we ended up going with the traditional Thanksgiving feast. We had the turkey, 13-pounder. and we had the mashed potatoes, the green beans, the stuffing, the cranberry sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. The cranberry orange relish.
Ooh, that's pretty fancy.
Yeah, I know. Trader Joe's. Good stuff.
Wow. Whoa. You're like a 1%er. You had a 1% Thanksgiving, didn't you?
Well, Trader Joe's is not that expensive. It just seems like it would be.
Yeah.
Because you see all the rich white liberals driving their SUVs down there. But
see a lot of Saabs and Volvos in the parking lot.
Yeah, not quite as bad as Whole Foods, but yeah.
Correct.
And then, let's see, we had the rolls, and of course we had wine. Quite a bit of wine.
And I hear it was pretty expensive, too, wasn't it?
$2.99 a bottle.
Excellent. What kind was it?
It's Charles Shaw, the two-buck chuck from Trader Joe's.
Oh, okay.
I brought 4 bottles of it home.
I'm sure you did.
4 bottles
of
wine for $12.
Do you have any left?
Oh, yeah, we still got it. Also got it at Costco. I got this great, big, huge bottle of ready-made margaritas.
Oh, okay.
And when we had that the night we had fajitas, that was good stuff.
Now that sounded excellent.
Yeah. Outstanding. So, but yeah, Omaha is a wondrous place.
I'm sure it is.
With these places like Trader Joe's,
mm-hmm.
and Costco, and then we went to this place called Home Depot.
Wow, that sounds exotic.
Yeah, it was. And then we went to Lowe's.
Woo!
Yeah.
Dang.
Yep. And then Kelly and Alan went to Bass Pro Shop, but I didn't go. I've been enough times to that one.
But they did let you unload the stuff once they got back home, right?
They did. They conveniently.
You and your mom.
They conveniently timed their trip to Costco so that I could help them unload
uh-huh.
the Honda Element when I got there.
Well, they were cooking for you guys, and you know there's no free lunch, Jay. You got to earn your
food. No, that's right. Dogs were happy to see us. Cosette and Lucy were both excited that we were there.
Wonderful. Yeah, it sounds like you.
And the weather was really nice. It was actually up until Friday, it was actually fairly warm. It was in the 60s, very comfortable. Didn't even have to wear a jacket. And then on Friday, it was cold.
Oh, I know. Yeah, in fact, on Thanksgiving Day, I was wearing shorts here in Bagwine.
Yeah. Yeah, it was quite warm on Thanksgiving Day. We had the windows open. Doors open. It was very comfortable on the 2 trips I made to Hy-Vee.
That's good. That sounds like you had a big time. Shmoop and I, we just kind of sat here sullenly eating our food, talking to each other about, you know, our future. So,
hopes, your dreams.
Hopes, dreams that have all been shattered. But, you know,
uh-huh.
It was still nice.
So, in other words, it was just like every other Thanksgiving, right?
Well, you know, that was hurtful. No. Optimism wafts its way into this household once in a while. And I couldn't help but think as, you know, and I told Shmoop, we have to give thanks. Even though, you know, times are tough, in order to boost my spirits, I thought about poor old Nana Creedy sitting at home alone.
Nana Creedy was not alone.
In her house, probably eating dog food. Watching reruns of Lawrence Welk on her old black and white TV that's got the rabbit ears with the aluminum foil on them.
Nana Creedy was not alone.
Hoping the wind changes so the interference goes away on the set.
Yeah. She was there with Aunt Judy and Uncle David and Travis and kids and John and Mabel, they all came over. Susan, Steve, Megan, they all came over. No, 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 no. I'm the one who doesn't get to go to family.
Well, I was going to say, since they all come over, that's the reason your mom and you went to Omaha, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, we do that little dance, you know. We go, well, who's going to be there? You know? And then they're like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll come over.
So I guess what you're really saying is Nana Krita had a great time and ours really did suck, so... There you go. To summarize.
And shout out to our favorite Canadian, Jamie, listening in.
Lovely Jamie, listening in all the way from Ontario, Canada.
How you doing, huh, baby? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and speaking of Canadians, shout out to the Toronto Argonauts. Won the Grey Cup last night.
Yeah.
Canadian Football League halftime. Gordon Lightfoot performed.
Yes, he did.
74 years old.
They wheeled him out.
Well, get this. Not only is he still alive, he was on tour last summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, my good friend Sassy Cat, who you can check out at blogtalkradio.com/SassyCat38 said that he came through her hometown in northern Illinois.
Her hometown? I thought you were going to say he came through her nursing home.
No.
I thought it was like that kind of tour.
No, hell, if he's doing that, maybe he could come for Crawdad Days.
There you go. He could open up for Eddie Money.
He could. Well, I tell you what, we had some excitement driving home.
Did you really?
Had a little moment. It was a pretty easy drive. I only had to one situation where I had to scream at somebody and flip them off, and that was near Branson. So the trip was almost over.
Of course, since you were near Branson, you would have just done that anyway, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I was just looking up and saw the big sign for Yakov Smirnoff, and I screamed and flipped it on.
Oh, you Branson!
But we were driving along on I-29, minding our own business, and listening to my Rat Pack Christmas CD,
ooh,
as everyone should be doing.
Heck yeah.
And all of a sudden, there was this really loud bah! Noise. And the vibration was so much that the rearview mirrors moved around, and it was just crazy. And it didn't seem like it was the car. The car was fine. Because I thought at first a wheel had locked up or something, you know. And then I thought maybe I had drifted over onto the rumble strips there that are on the side of the road to let you know you're about to go off the road.
Yeah.
So, you know, kept on going, just kind of looking around, and then it did it again. And so now we were a little concerned.
Yes.
So we were pretty close to an exit, so we took the exit and went up and pulled up in front of a convenience store, because after something like that happens, you have to pee anyway.
Exactly.
Anyway, so I looked the car over, and everything was fine, and the only thing we could figure that caused it was the CD player and the speakers. Because I had it turned up pretty loud to hear it over the road noise, and there's a short in the speakers anyway. And I guess that's what it was. We turned the stereo off, and we drove the rest of the 7 hours with no music.
That's painful.
Yeah, other than occasionally breaking out a little, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. But, you know.
Yeah, that's nice.
I get old, because those are the only words I know of that song.
Oh, my God. You know, I can sing that song in Latin.
Oh, God.
Teniat, teniat, tentenabulum. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
That's pretty impressive.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And thank you, Ms. Sundberg,
impressive.
From my freshman, sophomore, and junior Latin class.
All right. So it was pretty good. Pretty good holiday weekend.
Well, I'm glad yours was. That's great, Jay. Glad you
yeah, mine
hey,
was
Mom.
Full of,
and
mine was full of happiness and love and joy. And
yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. Didn't get up and do the Black Friday thing, though.
What?
No, I did not. Well, Kelly went out, but she did not go at 5 a.m.
Ah.
The crazy people. She went at a much more civilized time later in the morning. And I would make fun of her just for that, except that she might have gotten me something for Christmas. So.
Now, I never do Black Friday either, and I had to work that day. But I did get up early because I wanted to go to some of the stores and see what store and at which spot at that store Schmoop and I's tent would look best. When we have to move from the Bagwine Dig. There's some nice places there, a few places with a nice view. And so.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good, you know. Found a place on top of a hill, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Nice view of the city.
Uh-huh. You want to be in a spot in the parking lot that doesn't have, like, you know, a little sinkhole or anything. You want to stay dry. High and dry.
So. Yeah, well, and you want it to be a place that that has a deli, so
that's
that
right.
You could forage for scraps.
Well, yeah,
the dumpsters out back.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the Walmart up the street from us. It has a Subway in there, so.
With the
yeah. Right.
There you go. That'd be better than a Walmart with a McDonald's in it. Either.
Yeah, we have one of those, too.
Yeah.
See, we have two Walmarts here.
Ooh.
I know.
Big time.
Tell me about it. But speaking of Black Friday, what the heck? These people are crazy, J-Man.
Yeah, I don't get it. Now, I'll tell you what. I almost guarantee you that just about all of the people who you saw on Tumblr or Facebook or Twitter wishing everybody Happy Genocide Day on Thanksgiving Day were out there buying cheap crap made in China by slave labor on Friday.
I don't get
There's no doubt about it.
Because the funny thing is, you know, every store advertising their big Black Friday sales on TV. They've got like one or two big sales, and everything else is either marked up or the same price.
Yeah, and you'll notice at the bottom of it, it'll say, while supplies last.
Yes.
So, and then everything else, just regular price.
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, they've done a good job getting people out there on Black Friday, but you know, Black Friday, that name itself, it's just, I understand why they call it that, you know.
Yeah, but it, I don't know, it's not a particularly attractive name.
It's not a happy
name.
Name.
No, it's not.
It's not an exciting name. They need something better, like, you know, Taser Friday.
Well, that is more indicative of what's going to happen.
Uh-huh. Flat Screen Friday, huh?
Yeah, that's good.
There you
that's
go.
That's one of the big items everybody was rushing to get.
Child Endangering Friday. There was an episode here in the region where a guy went at midnight with his, I think, two kids in the car, and he got a flat screen TV. Of course, it wouldn't fit in the car, so he, on his cell phone, called his buddy to come get the TV. And so his buddy showed up, got the TV, and the guy who bought the TV went with him to take it home, leaving the two children in his car.
Well, you got to hook the TV up without the kids around. They'll just get in the way.
That's right. And plus, he could get it all hooked up, so when he did bring them home eventually, they'd be excited.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, that's good people watching for him. They're locked in the car watching everybody else.
I don't know if it was that's who found it. The good customer service, though. The people there, I don't know if it was Walmart or Target. They went out and rescued the kids.
Oh, well. always about the children, isn't it?
Yes. Now this name, it's a little long, but I think it hits the nail on the head. Instead of Black Friday, you could call it an excuse to get away from your out-of-town visiting relatives right after Thanksgiving dinner Friday.
Well, that's not bad. That's pretty descriptive.
Thank you. Little long. So, and maybe we should just keep it Black Friday or this alternative, Marketing Works Friday.
You're all sheep Friday.
Mm-hmm. Cattle call Friday.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I like that.
No, not a big fan of Black Friday. I used to be. You know, when I was still living at home with my wife. Hey, honey, should I go out at Black Friday? Oh, hell yeah. Leave at midnight. Don't come back till Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can go out on Black Friday, except you know, you were going to the pub to see what kind of deals they had.
Uh-huh.
Hey, if I buy 7 beers, do I get one of those Bloomin' Onions for free? For lunch? Oh, yeah. But I tell you what, this Cyber Monday, I can get behind that, though.
Oh, I can get behind me some Cyber Monday, too.
Oh, hell yes. And anybody who wants to Cyber Monday with me.
Yeah, if they want a Cyber Monday with you, they could do it right now by calling in at 661-244-9852.
Hell yeah, and I don't know why anybody would. I mean, they don't want a Cyber Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but you know.
It's a good way to kick off the week.
Yeah.
It's become really important because, you know, Schmoop's kind of out of commission, so I'm digging me some Cyber Monday.
But since how I do like to do most of my shopping online, though.
Do you really?
Cyber Monday. Oh, yeah. It is so convenient. Let's go to Amazon. One click, purchase whatever you want. They deliver it right to your door. That's what, you know, it's you know, tailor-made for shut-ins and antisocial types.
And famous internet radio stars.
That's right. Well, you know, getting out in crowds when you're this famous. It can be tough.
Exactly. You go to a store, you just want to get your shopping done, but it's hard to do with hundreds of people around you.
Right. People screaming for autographs, wanting a hug. Man, I just want to bask in the glow.
And tell them, could you leave me alone so I can get this done, go back home to my room, and cyber on Monday.
Exactly. But there was another, well, I tell you what, Sunday was a tough day for some people around the country.
Was it really? Why is that?
It was a pretty dark day for a lot of college football coaches.
Well, that's true.
The axe was falling all over the country yesterday. Colorado,
mm-hmm.
Idaho, Purdue, yep. North Carolina State, kind of a surprise right there.
That was kind of crappy.
Yeah, Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
Cal,
yeah,
and Auburn fired Gene Cheesedick.
I was going to say Shitsick. Either way, either
yeah,
one works.
Either way. And Arkansas. Well, now you know in Arkansas we are we're more considerate. We're more gentle people here.
Uh-huh.
We didn't fire John L. Smith. We reassigned John L. Smith.
See, that's nice.
Yeah, John L. Smith, he's got his new office down in the basement of the Broyles Complex.
Uh-huh.
Right next to the furnace room. And just sitting in there is one of those little desks from the classrooms, you know, that's got the it's the chair and the desk thing is on the side and it slides up and then locks over.
has an innocuous title on his door, like player development.
Executive vice president in charge of nothing, John L. Smith.
Yeah.
Bags of laundry lining the wall of his new office.
Now you're going to apply for the head coaching position, aren't you?
Oh, sure. Why not? Hell, actually, I'll apply for John L. Smith's position because as I sit here laughing at him, he's making $80,000 a month through February.
That's not bad work.
Not bad at all. So, anyway, but man, Notre Dame is in the BCS championship game.
Damn right.
Undefeated season.
Yep. An undefeated season that actually counts.
That's right.
Ouch.
Unlike some people's undefeated season.
Uh-huh. Who shall be nameless?
Well, oh, no, we don't want to name names, the Ohio State University.
Or as our good friend Daryl Parks refers to them, A. Ohio State University.
That's good. Shouldn't it be an Ohio State? A. Whatever.
Comedic license.
Yeah. You know, I mean, cheaters never win. That's just the way it is.
That's right.
Somebody took exception to my description of Ohio State on Twitter, but you know, what are you going to do? I mean, I'm just calling it like it is.
That's right.
Got to pay the price.
Mm-hmm. And you pay the price for cheating and covering it up by going to the Michigan game and getting carried off the field in joy, wearing a sweater vest.
Uh-huh. Yep. 10 years, 300 NCAA violations. And you get carried off the field on their shoulders.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, these things happen. Good season. You know, I'll tell you what, though. The person, and I'm not going to name the person on Twitter, mainly because I don't remember her name. But anyway, she took exception to my use of the word cheaters, and I told her I really didn't know what else I could use to call them. Lawbreakers, violators, I don't know, I mean.
Criminals.
And she said, well, you know, everybody cheats. Oh, well, that's what you hear from everybody
mm-hmm.
when they get caught cheating, is everybody cheats.
Mm-hmm.
But, she says, well, even so, they earned their victories. Well, who didn't? Who didn't earn their wins
right.
this year? Yeah, Penn State earned those 8 wins. Probably should have won 10 games.
Yeah,
that's a great effort from a beleaguered university.
Exactly.
And
the people at the University of Wisconsin are just sitting back laughing.
Uh huh. So I guess, yeah, Wisconsin plays Nebraska right, in the Big Ten championship. Yeah, they were pretty fired up there in Omaha about Nebraska with their thrilling 13-10 win over Iowa. And Iowa with another losing season for Iowa. Enjoy your $4 million a year head coach, Iowa. I know he's a great coach.
I still don't understand that.
I don't get it either. I don't get it. I don't understand why they put up with it.
He's got.
I know people in Iowa.
He's got pictures on someone.
He's got to. People in Iowa are good, decent, patient, understanding, sensible Midwesterners. But you got to stand up at some point, guys. Come on.
I did have fun Saturday. It's a long day, but I had fun working the beer mine. And all the Ohio State Buckeye fans coming through, and inevitably all dressed in their scarlet and gray, asking me, what's the score to the game? To which I would say, the game doesn't start until 8 o'clock. What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's you. I thought you were talking about Notre Dame.
You know, the undefeated team that matters. Oh, yeah. And I guess they'll probably play.
Impressive goal line stand by the Irish there at the end.
Again, and shout out to Southern Cal coach Lane Kiffin for that, you know, run it right up the middle on first, second, and third and go. It worked out so great for Stanford, he thought he would try it himself.
Exactly. No, we gotta go. You know, we gotta go at their strength. They'll never see that coming.
Exactly. After the third down play, I'm sitting there going, you know, I mean, I don't want to. It's not my style to criticize or anything, but you think you might, you know, try to get outside the tackles a little here.
Well, we would, but we're so close.
We're going to line up man for man, and we're going to whip them.
That's right.
Now, it'll be interesting in the BCS championship game, which will be against Alabama. It'll be interesting to see if Alabama gets a first and goal inside the one, what they do, because they are far, far, far manlier than either Stanford or Southern Cal. And Stanford's pretty manly up front.
Yes, they are.
But this will be interesting. You kind of think that that Alabama, with their traditional pro style offense, is just kind of tailor made for that Notre Dame defense.
But, yeah, we'll see. Those two have a history too. A couple of Sugar Bowls in the early 70s.
Yeah, and we only have to wait 6 weeks for that game.
Oh, I know.
You know, nothing like keeping the excitement going.
Oh, my God, especially Notre Dame, because they're done. Oh, my God, they'll come out on the field, what is it, January 8th or whatever, all fat and out of shape.
Oh, they have nothing. They've got 6 weeks of nothing but cold weather and mass to look forward to.
Oh, man.
In South Bend, Indiana.
I got Britt Musburger will be saying they look flat. Well, they should. They have no souls left.
Hope they get down there early and get acclimated to the warm weather.
That's very important. Very important.
Yep. Just like, you know, when you play in Denver, you got to acclimate yourself to the altitude.
Well, I'm really hoping Georgia beats Alabama. I mean,
that's a tough call. I mean, generally, I'm going to root against Alabama. But
everyone does. I don't know how they have a fan base, because I personally know of no one who likes Alabama.
I know. Yeah, and I don't see how, you know, you ever, if Alabama's playing just about anybody, I don't know how you take Alabama's side.
The only one I even know, and I don't really know him, is Joe Scarborough.
Yeah. Did Scarborough go to Alabama, or did he get?
He went to two schools. I think he went to, one was law school and one was, undergraduate.
Yeah.
I think he went to Florida and Alabama.
Yeah, he's a Roll Tide type.
He must have gone to law school at Alabama, because that's why he's doing a TV show. So. But there you go.
Well, let's see here. He's a Baptist. Undergraduate, University of Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Law school, University of Florida, Levin College of Law. Good for him. They're in that Florida the panhandle there is Alabama territory.
Right.
They're mostly Alabama fans and Florida State fans.
And he hails from Pensacola, or as he calls it, the Redneck Riviera.
Yeah, that's what it is, all right. Oh, and poor Florida State.
Oh, tough.
Took a pounding from their arch rivals from Gainesville. Didn't see Doc Knowles on Twitter anywhere Saturday. I don't know what was up
really?
With that.
Good old friend Doc Knowles.
Yeah, I don't know about these people that are, you know, they're all over Twitter when you're beating up on Duke and Wake Forest, but you run into real football, you know, the Southeastern Conference, and all of a sudden you've got other things to do to be on Twitter. Yeah. Weird. Oh, and shout out to that chick who did the Florida State paint, face paint, the red or maroon color,
mm-hmm.
and then the FSU in yellow. But because she was looking in the mirror, she did the FSU backwards on her face. That is Florida State right there, folks. Probably the same girl who wrote the B-O backwards on her face in Pittsburgh in 2008, claiming big, mean, black Obama supporters attacked her.
And we got about 3.5 minutes left, so we really need to discuss something pretty quickly.
Oh, okay.
The times are a-changing, Jay.
They are. They are. Literally. The show times, they are a-changing. Mm-hmm. The Wednesday show will still be there,
yes.
11 a.m. Eastern.
Next week.
On Wednesdays that Drive-By Mikey doesn't suddenly need your assistance.
Which happened this week. And that's
right.
Why we're doing this Monday show. So beginning December 1st, Saturday, December 1st, that's this Saturday, we will be airing live at 11 p.m. Eastern time.
All right. Now, that's this coming Saturday? Like
yes,
in five
Jay.
Days?
Yes,
okay.
Jay.
Well, I'll just write it down on my calendar.
Okay.
You know? My personal assistant and satellite truck driver Paco is holed up at the Mexican consulate in Omaha and refusing to come back unless he gets a leftover turkey sandwich.
Well, tell him you'll give him one if he gives you back your expensive headset. So yes, this Saturday, December 1st.
Saturday.
You know, that would be a nice little song to play Saturday.
Yeah, it would be. We are Mr.'s Saturday night now.
Exactly. And we already, oddly enough, we already have our topic picked out for this Saturday.
Oh yes, we are going to. We are soldiers in the war on Christmas.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to tell you which sides we're on.
Because we haven't decided yet.
No, we haven't.
The war on Christmas has been raging for 15 years.
Yeah.
In fact, I even have some material for that already.
Wow.
Couple of stories I saw popped up on Twitter.
Really?
We got a new book by the Pope himself.
Yeah.
Takes a few shots at Christmas
mm-hmm.
and the legitimacy of it.
Right.
Interesting. Interesting. Wonder what Bill O'Reilly thinks about that. So, yeah, we got less than a minute suddenly.
All right, then. Well, other than our minor glitch, not a bad show.
Not bad,
well,
not bad.
Good way to ease into the week.
Yeah.
After all the formality.
Oh, yeah. Back to the seriousness.
Yes.
So, everybody catch us Saturday, 11 p.m. Eastern. That's 11 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, which is 10 p.m. Central.
Righto.
9 p.m. Mountain.
8 p.m. Pacific.
Pacific.
6 p.m. in Hawaii.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, all. And
12
we'll see
noon
you
in the Philippines.
And that's very important.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.